News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This Saturday, the Aviva Stadium will host the 2025 US college football season's opening game. 4.5 million viewers across the US will be watching the game. And Tourism Ireland has partnered with sports broadcaster ESPN to highlight Ireland to this huge audience. And Eoin O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, joins us. Eoin, how important is this event to Irish tourism?
Thanks, Ciara. Yeah, it should be a bumper weekend for Irish tourism. You have about 22,000 US visitors in Dublin this weekend for the game. And obviously there's other international visitors in Dublin and the country too. Grant Thornton estimate that the game is worth about 130 million euro directly to the Irish economy. And in many ways, it's more than just a game. There's about 40 separate kind of cultural, business, academic events happening throughout the week related to the game. So it's very exciting and it's a real boost for Irish tourism.
And in terms of how Irish tourism, you know, in the Irish tourism industry, how are you capitalising on this? What are you doing in the US, for example, off the back of this?
Yeah, well, the real sort of benefit is the millions of eyeballs that Ireland is effectively in the shop window, and millions of eyeballs in the States will be looking at Ireland. And it's the fourth consecutive game of college football to take place in Dublin. And it's the opening game each year. And that's the one that draws the biggest attention. So it really puts Ireland, as I say, in the shop window. And we've got to remember that the US market is the most important market to Irish tourism. It's the one market that's performing strongly this year. Other markets are soft. So it's vital that we defend it and we deepen those transatlantic links.
Yeah, but are you doing anything specifically to harness those 4.5 million eyeballs?
Yeah, there's lots of advertising, there's lots of promotion, there's lots of events. We're very much leveraging it to the benefit of Irish tourism, and obviously trying to showcase Ireland as a year-round destination, because it's all brilliant that visitors are coming in the summer month, but that's the peak tourism season. We want to stretch the season for as long as possible, so we're encouraging shoulder visits.
Okay, and Eoin, in terms of challenges for Irish tourism, obviously the dollar has been weakened, the American economy has some issues, and then there is the relative expense of Ireland, the relative lack of hotel spaces here, and some negative, I suppose, publicity about Ireland in terms of its position on Palestine, etc., in the US. Are those things that you've had to combat?
Yeah, I mean, there's a slight worry in Irish tourism that we're becoming over-dependent on the US market, and we do need to deepen that and defend it, but we do need to market diversify, undoubtedly. There's lots of pressures on the tourism sector at the moment. Costs of business, as you say, we've got to guard our value proposition. There's still a cap at Dublin Airport. You know, we're arguing for the return of the 9% VAT rate. We've really got to defend this sector. It's the largest indigenous industry in the country, the biggest regional employer. We've got to remember that those 22,000 American visitors in Dublin this weekend, they actually stay on average about 7 nights touring the regions. So it's so valuable to Ireland, regional Ireland in particular, and we need to put our shoulder to the wheel and protect the sector.
And just maybe lastly, for those, I mean, I was in town last weekend, Oasis obviously playing, and the place, forgive the pun, was electric. There was an amazing atmosphere in Dublin. It was beautiful weather, and the people were thronging the streets and everyone having a lovely time eating and drinking outside and all that kind of stuff. Will there be anything specifically going on this weekend to facilitate and, I suppose, entertain outside of this football game, the 22,000 American visitors coming this weekend?
Yes, I mean, as I say, it's more than just a game. There's about 40 events, whether it's cultural or business or academic events happening throughout the city throughout the week. In fact, there's an Ireland-US CEO lunch in the Mansion House tomorrow as an example. So it's really more than just an American football game happening over a few hours on a Saturday evening. There's a whole host of events. And as I say, Ireland's in the shop window. Millions of American eyeballs are looking at Ireland as a potential holiday destination.
Yeah.
And it's something that we're very excited about. And hopefully this becomes an annual event for years to come.
And it has been for the last number of years. Robbie Williams obviously playing this weekend as well in Croker. Look, thank you for that, Eoin. That's Eoin O'Mara Walsh, our Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.